NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. To you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Too dark was talking to my mother a few days ago, and she told me how things had changed. Oh, my mother, she told me she used to walk over miles a day.
Roger.
As I stand on God, I'll be color.
met you. I thank you, Jesus, for my measure. You see, I'm glad that one day God knocked on the doors of my heart. And I'm so glad I let him in, because when I let him in, he saved my soul. And when he saved me, he said, "Frank, I want to tell you something." He said, "Let not your heart be troubled, for ye believe in God, also believe in me. That in my Father's house." Just like I want it to be. I don't know about you this evening, but do you thank God for your messenger? Do you thank God for your messenger?
The hands of you that have prayed for that mansion. How many of you know something about prayer this evening? I'm talking about those of you that have prayed when people have grinned in your faces and went out and talked about you behind your back. Somebody here know what it means to take their problems to the Lord on the knees. Do I have a witness? How many know what it means to get on the knees and take their problems to the Lord? Why don't you come on, let's have a little church here today. Your hand. You need to pray. thank you. Tell God thank you. It's hard to stumble when you're on your knees, but if you stay on your knees, the Lord may not come when you want him. But I know for myself that he'll come on time. Do I have a witness? And how many of you can truthfully say without a doubt the Lord will bless you? How many can say without a doubt that God have already blessed you tonight? Somebody come here looking for a blessing. Do I have a witness? But I didn't see you raise your hand when I asked you, had God bless you? Somebody lying in a hospital this evening don't have hands to wave like you and I have. Somebody don't have the strength to just lift their hands above their head like we have today. I'm going to ask you one more time. How many know God has blessed you today? Let me see you wave your hand. Let me hear you say, yeah. Ah, yeah.
Catch the wave on the NFI. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
through the whole recording. With your arms all folded, too proud to just wave your hand, like God ain't ever done nothing for you. You see, somebody might listen to this record tonight, want to get saved, want to get on board. You see, if you want to get on board, you got to put your hand in God's hand. I want to ask you a question tonight. Won't God make a way for you? Anybody here know God will make a way for you? If you know God will make a way for you, let me hear you say, ah! Until you bless my soul. Do I have a witness? The Lord bless the soul. What I'm trying to tell you, if we do what God tells us to do, he'll pour you out millions of blessings. Can I get a witness? Let me hear you.
Thank you for your Holy Ghost. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for my life, my health, and my strength. Most of all, I thank you for your power that you have let me experience to know that's in your love this evening. How many believe today there is saving power? There is healing power. How many know there is divine power? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, help me praise him a little while longer. I better sing this before I get too caught up here. I'm reminded this evening of how my father and I used to sit on the back steps of the old house and tell each other our visions of heaven. And I still believe to my soul there got to be such a place. How many believe there's a heaven somewhere? I never will forget the day in little town in Alabama. Listen. A lady in a wheelchair came to our dressing room not long ago. She says, I want to thank you for thinking of the handicap. And I want you to know that I love you. She said, don't worry about me and my condition, for I'm on my way to that city, so bright and fast, where there would be no tears, no pain, no sorrow there. And she said, I won't need this old wheelchair there, because my darling home will be new. And my darling, I know that we will be too. And she said, I won't ride. I'd like to see the heaven you never need tonight. There is such a place. How do you believe there was a door somewhere? But she didn't stop there. Then in a few more days, my life will be over, and somebody will leave my body in the cold, cold ground. But she said, oh, one day I'll rise. After that old trumpet has sounded, I wonder, do I have a witness here? And she said, then I won't have to worry no more about my condition. For the Lord will have taken me to that city so bright and fair, where there will be no tears, no pain, no sorrow there. And she said, I won't need this old wheelchair there, because my heart will be new. And my leg, I know there will be too. And she said, let me see the heaven you that leave. There's a heaven somewhere. Do you want to go there? She didn't stop there. She said, my heart will be new. And my leg, she said, I know they will be too. And she said, I want to hold her. Can I get a witness here? Do I have a witness? She didn't stop there. She said, oh. Christian, you know soon the Lord will come and gather all of his saints from every corner of this old earth. And he's going to take us to heaven. I want to be ready when Jesus comes. Because in Revelation, the 21st and the 22nd chapter say, up there in that new Jerusalem, a city that has
12 foundations. And it says each foundation is a precious stone. And it says 12 gates. Each gate is a pearl. 1,500 miles around that city. And my Bible tell me that the height is the same as the breadth. But listen, and all of that. Dear the Lord. In Isaiah, the 65th and the 66th chapter says, there will be a new heaven. You don't hear me. There will be a new heaven. There where the wolves and the lambs shall eat together. And the Bible says the lion shall eat straw, just like the ox. And the part I like about it is that from one new moon to the other, from one Sabbath to the other, shall all flesh come and worship before me. Thus says the Lord God Almighty. But I'm going to tell you this, listen. It didn't say a thing about the Baptist. I'm going to talk to you right now. It didn't say anything about the Methodist. Am I right about it? It didn't say anything about the Seventh-day Adventist. It didn't say anything about the Presbyterian. It didn't say anything about the Church of God and Christ. But didn't God say anything?
Righteousness. Somebody read it tonight, that don't mind being a witness. Be a good soul. You got to be strong to be a good soul.
my testimony now.
And you caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the wave in HD 2.
New Vision Records, the Word of Faith Apostolic Church, the Christian Life Church, New Restoration Community Church, the Word of Deliverance Ministries, and QK Production present the 23rd television anniversary of the Thurl and Kearney Gospel Show, Saturday, November the 7th at 4 o'clock p.m. at Now Faith International Ministries, 245 Friendship Chapel Road in Wake Forest, North Carolina. Appearing on the program from Tupelo, Mississippi, is Tavares and God's Project. Golden Bells of Raleigh, North Carolina. From Pittsburgh, North Carolina, is those Dowdy Boys. In North Carolina, it's the new spiritual soul.
God, you bless me. I've got food to eat. God, you bless me. I got a place.
It's all taking place on Saturday, November the 7th at 4 o'clock p.m. at Now Faith International Ministries, 245 Friendship Chapel Road in Wake Forest, North Carolina. It's the one and only Tavares and God Project from Tupelo, Mississippi, the mighty Golden Bells of Raleigh, North Carolina, the new spiritual souls of Raleigh, North Carolina, and the Dowdy Boys from Pittsburgh, North Carolina. Doors open at 3, program starts at 4. It's free to the public. It's the 23rd television anniversary of the Thurl and Kearney Gospel Show. Program will be filmed for a television broadcast.
Everybody in this auditorium ought to be able to testify about something good that God has done for you. I don't mind telling you. Lord, I come to you as I'm as I know how, thanking you for this day. Dear Lord, please guide me on this journey. Give me the strength and power. Lord, teach me for to say, help me to tell the one that's lost. Lord, you hung, you bled, and you died on Calvary's cross, and at your feet, all of the burden they can lay.
Away.
Yeah. She'll make a way. would forgive you for all your sins. He'll make a way. That you can do.
Get out of here. But you see, we're only able to play the clothes that we had on our back. You can't tell me that God won't make a way for you. Oh, my mother and father was standing there shedding tears. And my dad looked at me and said, "Huey, what are you going to do now?" But I looked at him and I told him it wasn't mine in the first place. Do y'all know what I'm talking about? I told him, I said, "God, give it! God Almighty! God Almighty, take it away!" I said,
to do. my shield. And if it's God's will, ain't no wound a prayer can't heal, no. You see, through prayer, I can guarantee if you go down on your knees and pray, tell God about it, and whatever that little situation is that you're going through, I guarantee if you pray and pray an honest prayer, God can fix it for you. Oh, can work it out, yes he can. When sickness came in my life, oh, yes, it did. In time of confusion, oh yeah. Many times in the blues,
come on, y'all, let's give God some praise. You see, you can rejoice now. The devil is already defeated. God is here to straighten out every situation that the devil has tried to mess up in your life. Listen. If there's something wrong in your life, you need to let God straighten it out. There's situation that just won't turn out right. Let God straighten.
Oh, I'm is the way I feel. If it's real, I keep it alive. The road, hey, is long. There are mountains in our way, but we climb a step every day. Love lifts us up where we belong, where the eagles cry on a mountain high. Love lifts us up where we belong, far from the world we know, where the clear wind blows. Oh, my, 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 my,
Yeah. of our lives. We deal with the hurt down, and we handle the strife as the chapter of our lives unfold, and the stories of our past are told.
Beyond our wildest dreams, yeah. Feel like giving up and being realized. The things are better than say we take. Ooh. We accept the fact that there'll always be trials. Hey. God never promised that we wouldn't have to. Whatever the king, just a part of life. Oh, life can bring it, yes, you can. I'm talking about life tonight, yeah.
Oh, never look around. want you to know something here.
All right.
Every day in your life.
All right.
It ain't gonna always rain.
All right.
The sun got to shine.
All right.
And your life got to wind.
All right.
It got to stand the rain.
All right.
Hey, hey, hey.
All right.
Hey.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Keep the same.
All right.
Don't give up.
From Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Co-Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m. where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Catch the wave.
What will America do? How will they come out of poverty? And the children. What will the children do in the next 20 years? It's all live right here on the NFI every Wednesday at 1 o'clock p.m. with Pastor Dantes Lee. Rescue America. Rescue America. America is in a serious time. How will we come out of this situation? Tune in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. with Pastor Dantes Lee. Rescue America. Is a program that you gotta tune in to listen to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the church. Tune in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. to Rescue America with Pastor Dantes Lee. Catch the wave on the NFI. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network. The number one quartet station in the world.
That Lord, your tree had been uprooted,
that's blown down here. Oh Lord, that large pine tree had been uprooted and blown level to the ground. But what was amazing, that small cedar tree was still standing there. Somebody got curious. They said, I wonder why this tree is still standing here. Somebody got a shovel and they begin to dig around the roots of this tree. They dug. They kept on digging. Yeah. I'm so glad.
Somebody said, bless your house. We're going to sing them all.
Thank you. listen here. All power is in your hand. And I know you're able to change things.
Our time is about over with, but they can cut the cameras off and go home. We're gonna sing. You see, we think we know too much today. Can I get a witness? As my mother said, we watch too much television. See, some of us got fine clothes to wear, new car to ride around in, two or three gold chains around our neck, a little old small brick house is not paid for. We too grand to speak to our next door neighbor. God gave it to you.
Well, yeah.
God gave it to you. God gave it to you. God gave it to you. Sure can take it away. Could I get a witness here? Prayer,
yeah,
is what the whole world needs. Prayer,
yeah,
is the key to the kingdom.
Father.
Prayer,
ooh,
we give you peace of mind.
Well,
I remember reading in the Bible the other day where Jesus told his disciples, said, watch with me.
Oh, yeah.
While I pray. That was a young man,
yes, sir,
that believed in prayer. He didn't care where he was, when he felt the need, he would go down on his knees and pray. Oh Lord, one day,
oh, yeah,
the young man was in the cotton field. He felt the need.
pray on your own time. Keep the film, keep the film. Can it close and come to his back? He said, Lord, I wonder, would you remember to pray on your own time? The young man looked at him and said, every time I feel the spirit moving in my heart,
I pray.
Yeah.
To you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Tears the old. I want everybody to listen to me. Ship of Zion. Tears the old. In God's war, did you hear me?
got to do is step on through.
Come on, y'all, clap your hands.